Detailing from the orthopedic clinic. This is a consultation note. Chief complaint, right and left knee pain. History. The patient is a 54-year-old female who is retired. The patient presents with a 2-year history of increasing bilateral knee pain to the point that the pain is virtually constant, experienced in bed, at night, sitting and aggravated by ambulation. She notes intermittent associated swelling, locking and giving out of her knees. Her knee pain does not respond to NSAIDs. Past medical history. Hysterectomy, appendectomy, cesarean section, times 2, and osteoporosis. Allergies. Sulfur causes hives, choline causes nausea, and penicillin causes hives. Physical examination. Examination reveals an obese female with various deformities of both lower extremities. Dorsal pedal pulses are 2+ in right and left. Examination of knees demonstrates no effusion in either knee. Range of motion is 0 to 120 degrees, right and left, with marked rapidness through the range of motion. Ligaments are intact bilaterally, with no particular femoral ligament tenderness. There is no medial or joint line. There is no medial or lateral joint line tenderness. Straight leg raising testing is negative. Data. X-rays of right and left knee in AP lateral and scalene views demonstrate end-stage right and left knee osteoarthritis with complete loss of medial compartment joint space, varus deformity, bone-on-bone contact, subchondral sclerosis, and marginal osteophytes. Impression, end-stage right and left knee osteoarthritis. Plan. After explaining the findings, the patient would like to proceed with total knee arthroplasty. The risks, benefits, and alternatives of the procedure were reviewed. She'll follow us once she gets cleared from cardiology and pulmonary standpoint. Total time spent with the patient was 50 minutes. Majority of time was spent in discussing the pros and cons of arthroplasty and her quality of life. This is the end of dictation for today. Thank you.